love prayer. Good morning.
We are standing on the word of God. We cannot be shaken.
Wow.
Our firm foundation. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that word.
I turned the record on just to catch that interpretation. Just in time to catch that interpretation. I thank God for it. We'll begin with prayer in the communion class, which we already did. we good. All right, we'll begin. The Lord, what He put on my heart was interference. We've been talking about receiving the word. That's where our faith comes from. All of your faith, whatever you operate in, it's only the only faith you operate in is the part of God's word that you received.
Amen.
And now you want me to talk about interference.
About what?
Interference.
Interference. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just like the Lord is trying to help people believe, giving them the word. So, uh-huh. And then they have to receive it. But the way people think, or the way people are conditioned, and it can hinder the way people receive. And then their strength will only be so far. It will only go so far. And I want to give an example. I'm going to begin with Mark chapter 4, and I'm going to give references of people who did things and the way that they thought or the way that they understood things interfered with what God was trying to do for them. Now this is Mark 4 chapter 3. We'll start at verse 2, chapter 4 verse 2. And he, Jesus, taught them many things by parables and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And the fowls of the air came and divided up. Some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground.
Amen.
And did yield fruit.
Yes.
That sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, some 100.
Amen.
Now we all know the interpretation of those parables. He's talking about the hearts of men.
Yes.
Amen.
And how they receive the word of God. And he spoke to them in parables because the Lord is still dividing light from darkness. Mm-hmm. In I'm gonna read the beginning in the Amplified Bible. Let's see, this is the Passion Translation. This is again Mark 4 verse 2. Thanks. He taught them many things by using parables to illustrate spiritual truth, saying, consider this, a farmer went out to sow seeds. Mm-hmm. As he cast the seeds, some of it fell along the beaten path, and soon as the bird came and ate it, other seeds fell onto gravel with no topsoil, and seeds quickly sprouted since the soil had no depth. But when the days grew hot, the sprouts were scorched and withered because they had insufficient roots. Other seeds fell among thorns, so when the seeds sprouted, so did the thorns, crowding out the young plants so that they could produce no grain. But some of the seeds fell onto good, rich soil. They kept producing good harvest. Some yielded 30, some 60, and some even 100 times as much as was planted. If you understand this, then you need to respond. That's how it works. Now as people receive God's word, that's the strength of their faith. That's where their faith comes from. So the enemy has a countermeasure. He tries to use distraction and interference. With Judah, my dad told me that Judah, He wanted, he in his mind, he wanted Jesus to conquer Rome and bring the nation back to how it was in the days of David. He was not looking at the love of God. Now, he was around all the miracles. He saw the same miracles they all saw, the healings, the how he fed the 5,000. He was there. He was with them with every miracle. But he didn't receive what Jesus was doing because of the interference. And he ended up with Satan charging his heart to betray Jesus. He never focused on the love of God. He focused on might and power. He focused on being mighty, pride. And so that interfered with how he heard God's word. And we see this time and time again. Now, Pilate, when Jesus was brought to Pilate's court, Pilate had heard good things about him. But here people are bringing him. He wants to know, what did you do? He heard about the miracles, but and he heard Jesus speak, and he had enough faith to know this is a righteous man. But he didn't know all. He didn't know everything, and he tried to rescue Jesus several times. He even washed his hands of it. He had enough strength to do just what he did, but not enough to get saved and believe himself. The way the word is charged, the word is always that a charge. It's up to your heart how you receive it. But then the interference, the old thought patterns, old the way people think, the way they limit themselves, the conditions that they're in. The fastest way to receive God's word is love, to walk in love. If I could lose everything the Lord ever taught me and keep one thing, it'd be the loving his people. When I decided to dedicate myself to loving his people, and I knew it wasn't easy, but when I saw that I could do it in his strength,
amen,
I was interested. I said, Lord, I want to go further. I almost messed up the day that I almost got in a fight, and I said, I want you to teach me how to love your people. He helped me love that guy. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I want you to teach me more about people, know how to love your people. And it's like I did a timeout. I wasn't interested in no more messages or nothing. I just want to know how to love your people. Now, he gave me messages anyway. I had to preach. But he started schooling me about people, about how people think, what they're going through, how the enemy works in their life.
Jesus.
And I had a reference because I know how he worked in my life. I was learning to love people at the worst time imaginable. But every time I learned something, I didn't know I was going to grow in peace. I grew in I became more emotionally mature. And people say, well, I can't imagine you saying anything wrong or cussing or anything like that. they tell me, but then that was a problem. If I got mad, I'd say something.
That was the beginning.
But I can't blame that. Any success that I obtained is from the Holy Spirit, from him. But from that, when he taught me something, I would quickly share it with others so that they can grow. And every time I did that, he gave me more revelation. If you sow revelation, you'll gain it. Just like y'all do. You sow revelation, you're going to gain it. You bless other people. It's just how it works. You pay tithes. It's just everything of God works. You just can't see it work, but it works. You can't see it on your terms, but it's always faith is. If your faith is always on, heaven's always working. You just can't see the details. Even when people are growing, they look the same. If you have two kids that, you know, two twins that went to college, they even look alike. One decided to go to college, one decided to get a job. Well, when they come home, they say the same thing, they act the same way. But this one's learning something, and this one's not learning that, but they're doing their job. But if you go to their office or their job or the hospital where the one that went to college worked, and you see them in their setting, then you'll see the growth. But you don't see it just by observation. So when you grow spiritually, people can't see that either. They see your responses. and they hear your advice, and unless you're teaching or saying something in that element, then they'll say, hey, they changed. Otherwise, they still remember you as they did when they knew you before. Well, the things of God, people have, they're strong enough until something happens. You know, the seed sown among stony ground, it had depth, it took root, but when the sun came up, it was scorched. Peter loved Jesus, and we all know that, but he vowed he'd never betray him. But Jesus said, before the cock crow three times, you will deny me. Mm-hmm. No, before the cock crow, you will deny me three times. Mm-hmm. And he did, and then the cock crew. He had strength as long as things were like they were. But when Jesus was persecuted, he failed. And but when the word gets down deep, mm-hmm. that's we bear fruit. Now he eventually came to that point. All right. Now you see how interference works. If people, they do things according to the way they measure, the way they receive. So the enemy uses tactics to interfere, so that people can't grow, so that they can't go forward. And he does everybody that way. And so we have to, confessions, I learned to confess God's word when I wanted something that I knew, you attack the weak areas. I used to sing a worship song, and I added confessions with it. Lord, I love your will, I love your word, I love your ways, and I love your people. And I was singing that every day, confessions. I was worshiping God and confessing to condition my heart to be receptive to whatever he said so that I could perform these things. I knew I didn't have the strength to do it.
Man, that's good. That's good.
And receiving the word is that works. That's where our strength comes from.
Amen.
Okay, closing out. I love this. I watched Joseph Prince. This man got a lot of wisdom. In the next class, I might mention something I saw. He said something that was just outstanding. But I love this part, the way he interpreted 2 Corinthians 11. He said, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing.
Yes.
My spouse's healing. My children's healing. Thank you that your stripes, by the beatings you bore, the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive. He said, next, take the cup. No. You know, these are good. He said, next, take the cup in your hand and say this. Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood.
Yes.
Your blood has brought me forgiveness.
Yes.
And washed me from every sin.
Thank you.
I thank you that your blood has made me righteous. And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. We receive it all. Years ago, Pastor Jackson said that, he said, unbelief stems from lack of knowledge, wrong knowledge, and rebellion against knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling Pastor about it, but I got it balled up. I said, lack of knowledge, it comes from unbelief, wrong knowledge, and rebellion. But it's really unbelief. It stems from lack of knowledge, what you don't know, wrong knowledge, and rebellion against knowledge. And that's where the... That's a tactic the enemy uses to interfere with how people receive. Any comments?
Amen. Good. All right.
If everyone didn't get one of those books, I will buy some more.
Let me tell you, this is very, very, very good. This is a good Bible to
Yeah.
catch about.
I like it.
And everybody get one of Joseph Prince's books. I think all of us got one.
I didn't get one.
Oh, Ray and Mary didn't get one. Did you get one, Ray? Mary and Ray.
David,
you got one?
So three. Four of those. How many want a passion translation of the Bible?